Good day, everybody. It is Friday, June 5th. All right, so I just want to present another angle of everything going on. And it's directly related to the end goal, which is world government. And it might be necessary to define what that world government is and what it'll look like and whatever, but it's basically there are no nation states anymore. There are no individual countries. There is no individual sovereignty. There are no groups of people like Americans or Canadians or Mexicans. It's like a cloud. It's a system of finance and a system of corporations that, to get everything you need to live day to day, is dictated and run by very few. It's a consolidation of power. It's a consolidation of all human activity into a single file, lockstep type organization. So where do I go from there? It seems a little random to give an update on what's going on, at least in my mind, and then to connect the dots from that. Well, let's look at what has happened just briefly. Okay, boogeyman virus, Wuhan flu, shuts down every small business in America. Actually, every small business in the Western world. Bankruptcies, people's lives ruined. But your mom and pop shops are wiped out and gone. The only ones that are allowed to be open are the big ones, the big mega corporations, Target, Walmart, Sam's Club, places like that. And I'll briefly mention, you know, the biggest companies in the world, Apple, Amazon, Google, places like that, they all got a crap ton of money from Donald Trump's ridiculous stimulus package. I get that he was trying to help, but the average person. But that is socialism. That is authoritarianism, where a government can just print money and give it to people. I don't like it. It was a bad response. But Jeff Bezos of Amazon got like $20 million. He didn't need it. That company was raping in profits. But okay, so average business shut down because of the boogeyman virus. Bankruptcies galore all over the planet. So now all the competitors are wiped out. So the ones that were wealthy enough to sustain this, make it through if they didn't get any money, are now more powerful than ever. Because their competition is gone. Okay. Now we have race riots, brought to you by George Soros, brought to you by Antifa, funded by Democratic Party underlings. And then you have these big companies are donating money to bail some of these people out of jail. These big companies are encouraging their employees to donate to the NAACP to get some of these people, you know, out of their trials for their crimes. And you also have a bunch of major celebrities donating to, you know, Black Lives Matter and all this and that. So we have a total destruction of the American way of life happening right now. Being able to go to your local pub or your local diner that's not a chain, at least definitely in blue cities, is coming to an end. In a more conservative area, you know, some of those places might last, but they're mopping them up one by one with this. And who knows what's going to happen with COVID round two. You know, they keep saying that this is going to come back and, you know, we'll have to lock down forever. And they'll just turn this lockdown on and off like a light switch. kind of like what the Nigerian government does with their load shedding program. Go look that up. Where they just randomly and systematically turn off the power, you know, in an artificial scarcity scenario where some groups or some places just don't have power for, you know, in a random amount of time. So COVID and then these race riots completely wipes out small businesses. And then the call now for a defunding of a federal, a defunding of all police, or all cop shops, all police departments. Okay. So they'll be, it'll be on you to defend yourself with these mobs of idiots running around, you know, kill, steal, and destroying. So this is like a Mad Max scenario. You know, if we just take these things to their, you know, if this thing gets away and keeps running, what you have is, we got to shift our mindset a little bit. We have gigantic corporations funding an army of you know, Antifa white meth heads, Black Lives Matter pawns, and everybody in between who doesn't have any clue what's going on, who has taken their freedom, liberty, rights for granted, and doesn't understand that all of these things are under a direct attack. There wasn't a viral outbreak. There just wasn't. These race riots are not about the death of George Floyd. This is all coordinated. This is all an attack on the American system, or at least the Western system of freedom, rights, little d democracy, a government with limited power that's supposed to guarantee your rights. And it's to get those things out of the way so that these corporations can do whatever they want. So like Apple. Apple runs slave factories. There's suicide nets around their building. How'd they figure out they needed those, huh? Most likely the hard way. They have a very moderate group of Muslims called Uyghurs locked up in concentration camps, and they're taking their organs, but there's also a wing of them, you know, making parts for your iPhone. But it's okay because the CEO, Tim Cook, is gay. You know, he can prance around in, you know, some tight pants with an effeminate voice, and we can't criticize him because in America that's bigotry. You know, I can't criticize a human being who, you know, operates his business out of a country that executes gays because he's gay. I can't criticize him. If I criticize him, I'm a bigot, I'm a homophobe. So just think of what's going on here. I live in a very small community in a conservative state. The size of my town is like 25,000, and if you add in all the tiny towns around, maybe upwards of 40. But that's, you know, a gigantic, maybe 300-mile radius of small towns. And there's going to be protests and riots in my home city. It's absolute mindlessness. And I'm lucky because, you know, the governing structure of my state isn't going to tolerate any of this stuff, but this divide and conquer that's going on, all it's going to take is for one person to have a cell phone and to record someone getting, you know, beaten or killed, or they could even stage it. I mean, they could definitely have a cop car, which I've seen pictures. A friend of mine works at a hotel. There were some protesters staying at the hotel, and the car they had was a cop car. But they had made it. It was one of those old cop cars, still the color scheme. But they put the stickers on. It says police, yada yada. You can rent cop uniforms. So all they got to do is have the right cameras rolling, show a cop beating somebody, especially somebody that's brown, and then that makes national news, and then we have more riots. So it's self-justifying. And then if you're listening, go look up somewhere, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, Project Veritas. James O'Keefe has had somebody inside Antifa infiltrated them for the last 2 years, taking videos, taking notes on how this whole thing goes down. This is a literal, I keep saying a communist takeover, but it's not pure communism, and it's not pure socialism. It's just authoritarianism. It's problem, reaction, solution. The hypocrisy in all of this is, you know, to protest the unlawful and wrongful death of George Floyd with police brutality is one thing. But then to go and act in such a way that causes the government to become fascist and deploy National Guard on the streets? Do you see this problem, reaction, solution going on here? If you don't like police brutality and you don't like wrongful actions by a bloated government, then why would you go destroy a bunch of property so that government then deploys the stormtroopers? That makes no sense. This just fans the flame. This just adds to the chaos. This just adds to the divide, the political divide. This just adds to the division. This is the fake game that's being played and waged upon us. And my immediate circle, and then in my, not my immediate circle, but in my social media circle, majority white, they're all just bending over and grabbing their ankles to this Black Lives Matter thing, and they have no clue what the inner circle and inner sanctum of that power structure actually believes. Neither does the average black person that's marching. They don't know what this group is about. That group is taking advantage of black people, of smaller-minded black people, getting them outraged, getting them enraged about the wrongful death of a man, to then go, you know, pillage, riot, steal, and destroy. They're being used as pawns as well, and it's being let, and they're being led around and worked up by Antifa, which is majority white. It's a bunch of white people whose parents are in government, or they're in some kind of ethics class. They teach ethics at a leftist university. I mean, this whole thing is an artificial hoax. And if it wasn't for the modern media, nobody would know what's going on. Nobody would know, because this is how takeovers and revolutions have happened in every other country since the beginning of time. Fomenting chaos, fomenting riots, and then getting the average sucker to believe a lie, to believe something false. Well, this was all done, you know, we're going to look back on this in 5 years and say, we revolutionized society, we got rid of all the police, giant corporations run everything we do, we have to have a cell phone to leave our house, we have to have a tracking device and a number, we have to have an approved job, you have to get a vaccine to get on an airplane or a train. All of this, we're going to look back and say, you know, was kicked off because of the wrongful death of a brown man. No, that was the excuse they used. So everything that we know is being slowly evaporated and eroded. Everything. The thing that really clicked with me was, and to see the bigger picture, was how the death of the average small business is what these gigantic corporations want. And then everything's going to be digital. Your voting's going to be digital, because the mail-in thing is falling apart. And there isn't going to be a nation state. All your elections are going to be rigged. Once Trump is gone, it's all coming down. And I don't have a timeline for any of this, but I can see it. I can read the tea leaves. I can see the writings on the wall. The average person honestly believes that destroying someone's property is an appropriate response. And the justification they use is memes like, you're upset about a business being destroyed, which can be rebuilt. But you're not upset about someone dying. It's like, no, you can be upset about both. It's appalling. And in my circle of people who I would say are, you know, on the more conservative end of things, they don't see any of this. They don't see any of this. And some of them were alive during the, you know, the LA riots and some of that mess that went on. And how some of that was shady business. It was the FBI infiltrated, you know, the Black Panther Party, and also infiltrated the KKK, and then got those groups to fight with each other on purpose to try to discredit the civil rights movement, which was a good thing, which actually ended up killing Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. I don't know if he's a doctor. I don't know why I said doctor. Martin Luther King Jr. And then that family fought for like 30 or 40 years to get it declassified that his assassination was done by the federal government, someone in the federal government. Everything that had been happening from Trump's election onward all over the Western world was, you know, a resurgence of, you know, national pride, family values, you know, a rebuilding of the Western moral structure, and that all had to be taken away. And the only way they can take it away is by shady, funny business, which the average person like me, you know, a husband and a father, my chief concern is making enough money so we can live a comfortable life. And I sacrifice hours of sleep and hours of family time just to do that. So the average person can't be concerned with all these details. But that's this is what the tea leaves are showing. Gigantic corporations are taking over the planet. Well, they already have. They're just mopping up the competition by funding riots, funding chaos, getting banker bailout money, siphoning off tax dollars, future tax dollars, ultimately enslaving you, because guess who gets to pay that back? Shutting down your average business, and then what's left over, riots that could last for months or even years, will take care of the rest. This is absolute madness. This is absolute mindlessness. So what do we do? Well, I don't know. Arm yourself, for one, which is what I'm doing. If there's going to be riots in your area, you might want to go and you might want to document it. Because something good might come from the president's attack on big tech censoring people. We might be able to, you know, get some of these stories out there that just show how mindless this is. But the biggest problem is the truth. Nobody knows the truth. There's a very few organizations, media outlets that know exactly what's going on. And it seems grandiose, I get it. But it all fits perfectly. The only reason you have rights, you know, the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and then the Bill of Rights, is so an entity or a group or a corporation or a business or a government can't take advantage of you. Well, big companies that want to ensure future profits and continue their lifestyle, continue their wealth management and their wealth gathering and their operations, need more information. They need to dig more into your private life. They need to understand the mass flow of mass psychology on what people are going to buy and what trends, and to be on top. And it's just the logical conclusion of a gigantic monopoly or a group of gigantic monopolies is more control, more information, which is ultimately raping your security, raping your rights. I mean, everything they can do with a phone, that you willingly put all of your information on is staggering. There's drones at Amazon that can deliver a product to you. It'll be on the way to drop the product off at your house before you even buy it. Riddle me that one. It's algorithmically based. And so what? Maybe I'll just dive into why is that wrong. Maybe it's not wrong. Maybe it's just a convenience of technology. Well, that company will charge you based on your... they'll charge you the price of a product based on where you live in the country and based on your cross-referencing with your bank accounts, cross-referencing with your past purchases. They will charge you more than they would charge someone in a poor area. So there's a rape for you. You're being taken advantage of in that way. And that's just a small example. So be aware and pay attention as to what's going on here. Western civilization is crumbling from within. I don't think it ever goes back to normal after all of this. But I think we can't be naive anymore. We can't be blind as to what's going on. These protesters are funded by billionaires who have their investments in companies that want to get bigger and want to dominate the entirety of the market of whatever they're selling, which is everything. They want to outlaw heirloom seeds, so they're the only ones who can sell somebody seeds that are a single-use seed. So, you know, McDonald's, Burger King, Hardee's, and Arby's all get their potatoes from one place. It's a gigantic consolidation, vertical integration of every human activity. And just think of this. Where those companies don't exist, you know, in parts of the third world, those people just starve to death. They just die. They are literally just forgotten about, because they're not in the grid. And to connect another dot for you, Bill Gates is a gigantic fan of Planned Parenthood. His father worked for them forever. Margaret Sanger, and I've said this before, this is just connecting the dots, said, she's the founder of Planned Parenthood, said, blacks are human weeds that need to be eliminated or eradicated. So there's another piece of the puzzle. I said it in past podcasts with just the Western world's response to the virus is starving out more brown people in the third world that depend on the trickle down of the economic system of the West. The economic boom that was happening in the third world from like 2002 to like 2012 was like doubling every year. They were coming out of poverty so fast that it was unbelievable. I think it was beating the United Nations projections by like three times the speed. I mean, just think of what's going on here. Everything's being mopped up. The base things in society are being destroyed. And these things are planned out. This is how they took over Ukraine and changed the government there. This is how they infiltrate quasi-free societies where the people are left alone and turn their governments into authoritarian structures that have total power. They've mopped up many countries over the past decades. There used to be a saying called as rich as an Argentine. Argentina had more wealth per capita than the United States, I think in the early 80s, late 70s, early 80s. But cultural Marxism came in, divided that nation by, you know, some social ills, fanning the flame, tore it down, and it got mopped up. These are all power grabs. When there's chaos, there's always an opportunist who funded the chaos, waiting to buy everything up on for pennies on the dollar. This is what I think it was Amschel Rothschild did to Britain. Britain had been at war with Napoleon Bonaparte, and when the war was over and Britain had won, the Rothschilds had sent a messenger back to Britain and told the British government that Britain had lost the war. Stocks plummeted, the nation's economy crashed. The Rothschilds moved in, bought everything, bought the entire country and everything it owned all over the planet. Then, when word got back that they had actually won, everything shot up. Everything. The entire economy just got a boost. Just got an adrenaline shot right to the heart. And it made that banking dynasty fabulously wealthy. And that's what they do. That's how they take over countries. They degrade it from within. They get the population fighting. They get uncertainty. I mean, what major corporation is going to want to invest in an American company right now if that company is threatened with riots? If that company is threatened with, well, you need 100 people to work there, but we can only hire 50 because of social distancing. I'm not investing there. I'm going to invest in China instead. I'm not going to build a business in the industrial section of Pittsburgh or New York or Minneapolis or Portland or Los Angeles because continued riots might burn it down. I'm not going to invest there. Growth and economic gains, economic growth are being turned off. The well is running dry. That's what I see. That's where I see the tea leaves going. Big companies are funding this. PepsiCo is funding basically Black Lives Matter or the NAACP to get these rioters out of jail, to get them bail, just to get them out. They want to defund the cops. If your community has no cops, crime will soar. Crime will soar if there are no cops, especially in a Democrat state where nobody can own guns. That means only the criminals will have the guns. This is a gigantic operation, a gigantic psychological warfare operation. And my own family members think it's an argument about race.